News in brief: MPs list COVID failings, workers inquiry needed a slow move into lockdown restrictions at the start of the pandemic, a decision to halt testing in March 2020, the disastrous privatized test and trace, and sending thousands of COVID positive patients into care homes, all among the government's big mistakes in handling the COVID pandemic. In England, identified in an official report by MPs, the consequences leave more than 20,000 excess deaths. The report takes evidence from 50 witnesses, including former Health Secretary Matt Hancock. But there are hundreds of thousands of witnesses to the government's failures better placed to give evidence than the likes of Matt Hancock, the health and care workers, and other key workers on the front line. We need a democratic workers' inquiry into COVID, and one that is prepared to point the finger at the root of the failures, the government's prioritization of bosses' profits over our health, and years of underfunding and privatization in the NHS preceding the pandemic. A workers' COVID inquiry could further expose not just useless politicians, but the inability of capitalism to keep us healthy and safe. This would need to be linked to the fight for a fully funded, publicly run NHS, and for society run in the interests of the vast majority, not the profits of a few. See COVID inquiry? Workers must decide at socialistparty.org.uk.